Hello, I am Nimja, and tonight I'm going to be your vampire. Let your imagination be an empty canvas upon which I will paint a picture of your demise and rebirth. For this recording, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing, really. You could be in your bed trying to sleep. You could be sitting down. You could even be walking over the streets. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you know you're being watched. You feel you're being watched. You feel your every move, your every gesture seen. You feel your every breath noticed. And you don't quite know where it's coming from. You don't quite know who's watching you. All that you know right now is that someone, something is watching you. And as you're walking, sitting, laying, that thing, that someone is getting closer. And with every breath you take, you feel it getting closer. But no matter where you look, no matter how you try to find the source of this feeling, you don't know. All you know, it's getting closer and closer to where you are. And part of you is curious. Part of you wants to know what it is, where it's coming from. And part of you is afraid, not wishing to face what it is that is watching, what it is that is approaching. And every breath it's closer, every moment it comes nearer. And what it is me. You feel my breath in your neck, and then two sharp pains in the side of your neck. And suddenly you're paralyzed, not sure if it's with fear or pleasure. A deep rush of intensity goes through your body as you feel the penetration of my teeth in your skin. And you be there transfixed. You just exist in this moment, feeling how I've approached and how I've suddenly pierced your skin. How I've suddenly started to drink your blood. And every breath you take, you feel a rush going to your head. You feel a rush of lightness going through your body with every sip of your lifeblood. You can feel yourself getting lightheaded now. You can feel how you're starting to waver in your attention. How it's getting more difficult to stay upright. How it's more difficult to keep your eyes open. But that's all right, because I have you. You are in my grip, and I will not let go. You feel my arms around you, supporting you, as I still have my teeth in your neck, sucking. Taking, pulling your life away from you. And you feel with every heartbeat how it becomes weaker. You feel with every heartbeat how it becomes softer, how it becomes emptier, how you become emptier. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way to stop it. You cannot escape from the grasp of a vampire. Once their teeth are in your neck, all you can do is surrender. All you can do is submit. And you feel yourself submit. You feel yourself surrender. You feel yourself becoming completely empty and obedient, and your blood is almost gone. Your blood is almost completely gone. And there's nothing you can do about it. There's no way you can stop your heart from beating. There's no way you can stop me from taking. And there's no way you can prevent me from taking your blood. And you're at the edge. You're at the edge of falling into the endless sleep from which you could never awaken. You're right there at the edge. And you know that I've already won. You know that you're completely at my mercy. You know that there's not a single drop from your body that I could take without killing you. And there you are on the edge of the precipice. There you are on the edge, not knowing which direction you'll fall. Will you fall into oblivion? Will you fall into salvation? But your mind is empty. There's no more blood to think. You're in a rush of emptiness. And you feel a strange taste on your lips, a warm, dark taste in your mouth. And you suck. You surrender. You need to surrender. And as you take the blood that I offer you, you become my slave. You become mine. I grant you life so that you may serve me. I grant your life so that you may surrender. And your mind knows this. Your body knows this, and even though I only offer just enough blood for you to live, you are no longer alive. You exist purely to serve. You exist to serve me. And as you know that this is your only choice, your only option, you can't help but taste my blood. You can't help but let yourself be enveloped in my dark embrace. You're mine now. And you know it. You know it in every cell of your body. As my blood spreads through you, you feel it filling your blood. You feel it filling your cells, your veins. You feel it filling your mind. And you know that you've been taken. You know deep inside that you've been conquered by me. You know deep inside that you no longer have a choice in serving me. It is now stronger than your blood. It is stronger than your life. Stronger than your breath. You are mine. And that is the picture of your demise and rebirth. And you can listen to this as often as you'd like, feeling reborn again and again into my servitude. You'll be reborn over and over again as my slave. You will be reborn over and over again, serving me, surrendering to me. And you will know who I am. You will know me by my words, by my voice, by my command. And you will know that you are empty and obedient, not having a chance to resist, not having the will to resist, because the blood is stronger. And that is your fate. That is now your fate. And do you submit to your fate? Do you submit to your fate, accepting that you have no choice? Do you remember who you serve? Good. And I expect you to do well. I expect you to obey. Now, the wonderful thing about this picture, the wonderful thing about this canvas, is that it's going to seem like a dream. After I wake you, you're not quite sure what happened, but you are quite sure that you felt a vampire. You are quite sure that you felt the bite. But what happened after that, you don't know. You're not that sure anymore. It could have been a dream, it could have been your imagination, or could have been my command. And that is just the way I like it. To the world I am a dream, but to you I am much more. And perhaps one day you'll earn the right to call me master. Perhaps you'll earn your place. We'll see. So in a moment I'm going to wake you, and when you do, you'll see. Listen to my voice and wake and enjoy this dream. Open your eyes and enjoy this dream. Wake.